Thank you and good morning. You can hear the frustration in Sheriff Mike Downey's voice when he discusses the issue of marijuana enforcement in Humboldt County. Downey has repeatedly said that he considers Prop 215 a poorly written law. And with the legalization of marijuana a real possibility, Downey said the confusion will only worsen because now state law will conflict even more broadly with federal law. Downey attended a public hearing in Garberville last week along with state and federal elected officials and residents from Southern Humboldt and reiterated his call for clarity when it comes to the law and marijuana.
I want some clear-cut lines for my deputies to go out and do their job. Right now, it's catch-as-catch-can, and you have to guess sometimes as to what's legal, what's illegal, and then it also puts the DA's office in a predicament because they have to also decide what is prosecutable. Is this a prosecutable case? Is it not? And then to try to go federally with a marijuana case is even harder.
You can hear Downey's entire talk shop session by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. State Senator Mike McGuire attended the same meeting along with Sheriff Downey last week, and on Thursday, he announced that a bill he has authored to address the growing of medical marijuana has passed through the Senate and now heads to the Assembly. McGuire's Senate Bill 643 and a companion bill introduced into the Assembly by North Coast Assemblyman Mike Wood will address some of the key concerns Downey and others have raised about the regulation of medical marijuana. McGuire's bill would establish an Office of Medical Marijuana Regulation and allow local jurisdictions to issue conditional licenses, impose taxes for cultivation, production, the preparation, storing, selling, and dispensing of medical cannabis. The bill would also establish a medical marijuana fund, which would be used to fund the regulatory agency through the collection of taxes and require all medical marijuana grown in the state to meet certified organic standards by 2022. The bill authored by State Assemblyman Jim Wood now heads to the State Senate for consideration. Wood's AB 243, the Watershed Protection Act, will allow local jurisdictions to regulate where, how, and how much marijuana can be grown and to issue permits for those who wish to grow medical marijuana. Similar regulations have been bandied about by the Board of Supervisors, but they suspended work on a local ordinance because of state measures like Wood's that were being crafted in Sacramento. Wood's bill would require growers to obey state laws regarding grading, water usage, electricity use, and wildland and watershed protections, among others. One other bill in the state Senate is a step closer to becoming law. The End of the Life Option Act would allow mentally competent adults in the state to end their own lives in the face of a terminal illness. It passed off the Senate floor and now heads to the Assembly. The bill addresses the criteria needed to be met, including the diagnosis of two physicians, safeguards against coercion, and the right of the patient to rescind the request at any time, among others. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to Willow Creek on Thursday morning after a deputy responded to a call reporting a possible explosion in the cab of a pickup truck parked in front of an apartment building off Highway 96. The deputy contacted the owner of the truck, who said he had been gone earlier in the morning and that when he returned at about 8:30, he found black smoke coming from the cab of his truck. The deputy secured the vehicle at the scene, and his investigation led to the suspicion that an explosive device had been detonated in the cab. The deputy reported the doors of the pickup were bowed outwards and that the windshield had been shattered. There were no injuries reported, and the bomb disposal unit responded and is investigating the cause of the damage. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested 33-year-old Christine Kelsey at the Long Valley Market on Thursday following a five-month investigation into suspected embezzlement. The owner of the market contacted the sheriff's office in January with concerns that an employee had been embezzling money and that had been going on for several years. Detectives obtained 9 separate search warrants for Kelsey's residence, 3 banks, online banking, as well as for other electronic evidence. Detectives believe that Kelsey embezzled more than $450,000 over the course of 7 years. She was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail and now faces felony charges. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.